Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Becoming Maternal podcast, the show where we have candid conversations about the stuff you're afraid to ask your friends and wish health class would have taught you about the path to and into parenthood when you were young. We are a practice of maternal and reproductive mental health therapists, moms, and women who just frankly aren't afraid to talk about the hard stuff. Now let's talk about the journey to becoming maternal. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Becoming Maternal podcast. As I say every week, thank you so much for welcoming into us into this little corner of your life. It is the new year. And so happy new year, happy new year's resolutions, happy looking forward with hopefully a beautiful end of 2023 and a delightful beginning of 2024. I will, as I always do, issue a trigger warning if today we're going to talk about a doula and what is it for and why do we need it and how can it benefit you on the birth experience. And so if you're not quite to pregnancy yet, or if this topic is a little bit triggering, this is your permission slip to go ahead and turn this off for today. No hard feelings, but join us next week as we'll talk about a whole new topic, maybe one that's going to be a little bit more applicable to your life circumstances. And so as we proceed today, I'm just really excited about this topic. As a clinician, as I walk people through pregnancy, what I hear all the time is I'm a little anxious about birth and I'm also underinformed. And so part of this podcast is having conversations that maybe you don't know how to have with anybody else. Maybe this is all really personal. Maybe your culture or family story says we don't talk about these really personal things. But in this podcast, we do, because it is necessary for us women to gather around each other and be each other's, arm lifters, to be each other's like co-soldiers in this journey towards family and into the beautiful journey of motherhood. And so today I have the agency owner of East Nashville Doulas with me. Her name is Andrea Hewitt. Andrea, welcome to Becoming Maternal.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I am excited too. So Andrea and I actually met each other a couple years back pre-COVID, which was a totally different time in this world, as we were both serving on a maternal mental health task force called the Rooted Bridge. And while we have built our own businesses since then, our businesses continue to dovetail. And I actually have one of your old staff on my staff now, which is a super fun connection. And even before we hit record, we found a lot of other connections in our life. So I'm just really glad that you're here. For people who might not know you, tell us who you are. Tell us about East Nashville Doulas. Who are you and what do you do?
Kathy, thank you so much. Yes, I'm so thankful that I got to meet you when I did in the insanity that was COVID.
I know.
And that we got to... Right. And we got to work together, and just seeing all the good work that you do is just, it's amazing. You're a wonderful resource for the community. So I'm so thankful for that. Thanks. Yeah. So my story is that in 2015, I had a whole different career working at Vanderbilt University. And I had always known that I wanted to do something more hands-on and helpful to families, especially around pregnancy, birth, and postpartum time. And so I took a leap of faith. I literally quit a very nice, well-paying job with health benefits that I still miss at Vanderbilt to do the self-employed entrepreneurial lifestyle, which is to start my own, at that time, doula agency. And did that work by myself for a couple of years, and then found out that I was so busy that I couldn't take all the clients. So that's when I decided to open up the agency in 2018. So we've been around for 5 years. We now have at any given time, anywhere between like 22 and 24 doulas that work with
us.
We offer birth doula services as well as postpartum doula services, which I know we'll talk a little bit later about the differences there. We also offer childbirth education classes, a lot of different modes. Now COVID kind of helped us learn how to do things virtually. So we have in-person and virtual and private classes. It's been a very lovely and interesting path to get to this point. And I'm just so thrilled that we're able to help the families here in the greater Nashville area. To have a more supported and empowered birthing year, whatever that looks like for them.
That is amazing. So glad you guys are here. I have so many people who love East Nashville doulas and who have birthed with you. So it's amazing. So the person I referenced earlier, Rebecca, you know her as Becca. She serves on our team as Rebecca. I love that. But she was a doula and a postpartum doula before she went back to school through circumstances, which I will let her share one day. But now she is a therapist, which is beautiful, but I also know she has a beautiful heart for what you do. And she was the one that kind of reconnected us when she came back on staff. So love she that. Was. So I want to start at like a 40,000 foot view and kind of work down a little bit into some more intricacies, really primarily pulling off of questions that I get in here as people, in here, meaning my office, of people who are thinking like, I'm at the point in my pregnancy where I feel safe enough to think about and plan for birth. And I will say, well, what about all these things? And they say, I don't know about that. So I guess let's just start at the beginning with what is a doula?
I love that question because that is the main question I get as well, right? Even for folks who reach out to me, right? What I tell them is a doula is a non-medical labor support professional who can support a family with physical support, emotional support, and informational support during your pregnancy, during your birth, and then a little bit afterwards. That's a birth doula. That's what we call it, labor doula or birth doula. It's all the same. That's what we do. So the things to think about that are important is we are non-medical, so we are not medically trained. We work on a team with you and your care provider, which could be an OB or a midwife or maternal fetal medicine specialist or whoever's on your team helping you out during your pregnancy. And a lot of times people get doulas and midwives confused. And so we get that question sometimes, well, you're a doula like a midwife. And so I always like to dispel that rumor that no, midwives are more analogous to an OB. They're your care provider. They're the folks who will help you in that medical sense during your pregnancy and especially during your birth. We do not deliver babies. We do not do, you know, the health checks. We don't do any of that. What our primary goal is to walk with you and support you and your family as you're going through this in ways that maybe your care provider either can't or won't do. Usually it's can't because they have a different role. Right. And also I always like to point out too, that we are in addition to your partner, we are never taking the place of a partner. I always tell folks we couldn't, even if we wanted to, even if we moved into your house and spent 24/7 with you from when you hire us until the baby's born, we'll never know you as well as your partner will emotionally. And that partner is so important to the team. So that's another question that I get a lot as well. You know, I don't know if I need a doula because I've got my partner. It's like, well, partners, for them, this is usually their first experience with birth as well. Yeah. And while we need them there, they're having their own experience, and doulas can actually support partners as well as birthing people. So that's what's really cool about having a doula, I think.
Yeah. So how does, so I'm just going to skip around in our questions because this just brought up a question for me. So let's say I am birthing, but my partner's in the room. Like, how do you support me? How do you support my partner? Like, and is that kind of arrangement, that triangle, is that kind of plan? I mean, it seems like it would be a little bit of a dance. How is that orchestrated ahead of time?
Yeah. So that's what I always like to tell people too. It's really important that we establish this relationship. You're inviting this doula into a very vulnerable space. And so it's got to be somebody that you trust and have built this relationship with. So we usually typically meet one or usually more like two times in person before the birth. And we're really, as doulas, listening. A lot of things that therapists do, right? We're listening. We're asking questions. We're really kind of making sure we understand what someone wants in that space so that we can then help them get it, right? And I always tell people too, you also can have a plan during pregnancy that you want birth to go a certain way. Birth's going to take the road it takes. It may not take the road that you were expecting. Doulas And doulas are uniquely positioned to just follow you down the road. The way I explain it to people, I say, we are not the decision makers. We mean doulas, not the decision makers. That's your job. But our job is a facilitator and an advocator. So, right, we want to facilitate good information happening, you know, you getting good information, good communication among the birth team. We want to advocate for what it is that you want. And we are kind of trained really specifically in how to do that while keeping everybody on the team on the same team, if that makes sense, right? Not inserting ourselves in a way that makes any kind of conflict happen.
Yeah, I love that. So I think that there's an association between doula and home birth. Like, I think people generally think that a doula and a midwife are for births that happen outside of a hospital.
Yeah.
How can, like, where can a doula serve? How can a doula serve? Yeah. Are there, like, limitations?
I tell people we go where you birth. So we definitely do most of our births in hospitals. Our stats mirror the actual stats of birth in America and birth in Tennessee, which is, you know, right now the home birth stats probably are a little higher in Nashville, but nationally, I think the last stat I saw was like 1% of births are at home. It might be a little more, right? People are shocked by this, right? But it's true. I think because we hear a lot about it, especially in Nashville, we've got a very thriving kind of home birth culture here. So it may be 2% here or three. I don't know exactly, but it's low. We're talking less than 10% of births. So most of the births we support are in a hospital. We do have a freestanding birth center here in Nashville. And then we also have some in-hospital birth centers, so we can go there. And we can go to you if you're having births at your home. We can go anywhere. But we're not just for home births. And I think that's another myth that I try to dispel with people all the time. We are really super fortunate here in Nashville that we, meaning the doula and birth worker community, has established a really good, strong relationship with these hospitals that are here. And so we're welcomed at all the major hospitals, even the ones that are out a little bit, Williamson Medical, you know, Vanderbilt, Ascension St. Thomas, all of the Ascension St. Thomas, all of the TriStar hospitals. In fact, you know, for example, the Ascension St. Thomas Hospital in Midtown has an OR certification program for doulas. So they love us so much that they allow us to come into the operating room when you're having a C-section as a second support person. Nobody else is allowed to do that.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Right? Yeah. So that just shows you how much they value our support. And it really is a win-win for them as well to you know, support. We all are supporting each other that way. It's really lovely.
I wonder if there's any kind of statistic that you are familiar with that can speak to the support, whether it's mitigating risk or something that you can speak to about what a doula provides.
Yeah. I mean, there are some stats out there and some studies that have been done. Like, I know one statistic we hear about a lot is the reduction in the C-section rate to down to 32%, you know, or if you use a doula, you can reduce your C-section rate by 32%, right?
My jaw's
on
the floor.
Right? I know, right? That's out there. People can look that study up if they want. There's all kinds of studies talking about how important it is to have a support person, whether it's a doula or a partner or someone like that. I was just giving a talk to nursing students yesterday, in fact, and I explained to them how human beings are not meant to do things solo. We are meant to do things in community. And I know you know that in your job, that's, you know, how we, you know, can truly feel supported, right? It's when we feel like our community, our family, our team is supporting us. And I just feel like, to me, that's the kind of root of this job, is helping people to understand they don't have to do it alone, helping people to understand that really and truly in birth, what you want to do is create your team that you feel safe with and then let go.
This episode is brought to you by Bringing Home Baby. Bringing Home Baby is our online postpartum class that can help prepare you for leaving the hospital with your newborn all the way through the first year of parenthood. Visit our website at TennesseeReproductiveTherapy.com and enter the code PODCAST15 for 15% off your online course. Now back to the show.
I tell people all the time, the project of birth is letting go. It's not adding and practicing, and all that's great. I'm not saying that's bad at all. We love good information. We love practicing. But when you're actually in the middle of labor, your prefrontal cortex gets turned off. That's your thinking, planning, you know, and it's funny because I'll watch someone even in labor, I'll watch that turn off and they go back to that instinctual part of the brain. And that's where birth happens more easily. Yeah, we can't think our way through it. Believe me, I'm a thinker and a type A person, and I would love to tell people they could think their way through birth, but they cannot. And I would also have loved to do that, but I could not. You have to let go, in other words.
I mean, I think of even where birth used to be, right? It used to be with the generations of women in your family, with a community, right? With the safest people in the safest of places. And so that's really what you're talking about creating, is that really like ancestral experience where women are surrounding in a safe place for a woman to like celebrate this journey that she's on.
Absolutely. That's what we are trying to do. And it's, you know, the things that I see that kind of impede that in our sort of modern day culture are things like so much fear and anxiety, so much misinformation. Apparently there's something called birth talk. You can get on TikTok and look at all these videos. And while some of them are helpful, some of them have misinformation. And so that's why I tell folks when they're hiring, especially a birth doula, you know, run things by your doula first, because many times we can either get you good evidence-based information, if that's what's going to help your fear. We know you, so we can like take the approach that works for you. For some people, it's helping them put their kind of bubble of peace around them so that they can kind of have a boundary around, you know, and just tell people, you know, give them like a way, a nice way to say, hey, here's my boundary, and I don't want to hear your traumatic birth story, and give them permission to say that to people, you know? So everybody is comforted in different ways. And I feel like as doulas, that's a big part of our job. That's that emotional support, you know, is to try to help people, you know, strategize ahead of time, just like we do for birth. Like, what's going to make you feel most empowered and safe and supported? Well, let's do that, you know?
Yeah. A lot of times when people are in our office, Andrea, and they'll say, all right, I'm ready to create a birth plan. What do I need to know? And I will say, I want to not start with the birth plan. I want you to choose two emotions that you want to describe your birth when you're on the other side.
Love
and,
that.
And then I want you to build back from that. Is it informed and cautious? Is it free and empowered? Like, what is it for you? And so I'm in light of that, I'm thinking of somebody who's like choosing a doula. Let's say they want to feel like super supported, and they want a doula to help them find those adjectives, like, or a doula as part of their birth plan. What should a person be looking for when finding a doula? And I kind of want to start with credentials, because there's a lot of letters out there and acronyms, training, certifications, whatever. And so let's start there. And then I'd really love for us to move just into like how a person can show up well for a birthing person.
I love that. Yeah, you're right. I mean, so doulas are unique in that we don't have like a national or state licensing board yet. I say it may be coming one day, but it's not happening yet. So we are certified and trained through different certifying bodies. I think someone told me there's like 160 of them out there, which is a lot, right?
That's a lot.
I know, it is a lot. But all of that to say, I definitely have some families who that's what they're focused on, is who you're credentialed with. And I'm always happy to have that conversation with people if that's, you know, what their focus is, to talk through what the training looks like and, you know, what the credentials are. Most people, though, I'll be honest, are more interested in what has the doula's experiences been like. You know, it's sort of like a lot about doulas is a lot of on the job training, as we would say, in some old jobs I used to have, right? You know, like that's what, you know, yes, you get trained, but also the certification process and everything else that follows it is really where you get your feet wet and you really understand how to do this job, right? What's unique about our process is we encourage and offer a free virtual consult with the doula that the family wants to hire before they hire her. So we definitely have that in mind when we're thinking about, you know, a lot of my job is matching a client and a doula together, because I know the doulas and I kind of know sort of their personalities and, you know, what they're kind of interested in. And then when the family tells me, I want this kind of experience, like you mentioned, I'll be like, oh, I know that this is the doula that's going to be a really great fit, you know? And so I kind of do a little bit of that, but the families get to decide. They get to meet the person and ask questions and have like a 30 minute phone call with them. so that they can see for themselves, you know, how that works. Yeah. What was your other question? I forgot.
No, that's okay.
You
that's
can
okay.
Edit that out.
Yeah. No, that's a really good place to start. I love that you guys offer that consultation because I feel like it's almost like choosing somebody that you want to go on a date with, like the most important, like you want to make sure that they're a match. You want to make sure that they have similar values, right? You want to make sure that their energy matches yours and that this experience can really like, you trust them enough to help foster the birth experience that they're desiring.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead.
And so interviewing them, a variety of different ones, I would imagine would be really helpful and finding one that you, they click with, but as much as certifications, like credentials matter in my world, where were you trained? Who, what are your memberships? I mean, I would imagine that in your world, it's like, how many births have you been a part of? Because regardless of credentials, like that on the job training that you're talking about, I want to know that you've been through a birth that like, went awry. I want to know that you've been at a birth at this hospital. I want to know that doctors respect you.
Yeah. And what I'll say to that as well, I think it's kind of the way I look at it is it's kind of a holistic thing when it comes to picking a doula. I think it depends on the lens you're using as you come at this. I think for some people, they value just what you said. They want to know how many births, they want to know, you know, what kind of trainings and all of that. And I think there's some other folks who really go on vibe, and that's why we offer the phone call. And they truly go on vibe, and that's the most important thing to them. And I get that. And what's interesting, you know, too, about that in our world is, you know, we are there for the family. We are not responsible for outcomes. And I tell my doulas this all the time, you know. So because of that, while it is important to some families how much experience a doula has had, it's less important than it would be for like an OB, right? What's really important is to ask, I think, to ask the doula, you know, what situations have you been in? How were you able to help the family through that? And, you know, bring those to the consult. If you have a fear of a certain thing happening, ask the doula, have you ever experienced this? And what was, how did you help a family through that? Right.
So good.
So, yeah. So that's how I feel about that. You know, I have seen doulas do amazing things, and they may have only been doing this a year. I've seen doulas that are out there who've been doing this for a while, and they're kind of burnt out, and maybe they're not at the top of their game. So I think it's just one of those things. It's one of many things to talk about when you talk about who's the best doula for me. It might not always be the one who's been doing this the longest. If that makes sense.
So you kind of referred to this also, but I want to circle back because a question I also get a lot is a doula just for birth? Like, what can they help me with? Sometimes they're like, who's coming home with me from the hospital?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know, I'm exhausted.
I remember that feeling. Yes. I remember that feeling from my own birth, which was 30 years ago, of they're just going to give me this baby and they're going to send me home by myself. Like, for real? I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm happy to speak to that. So birth doulas definitely continue on a little bit after birth with their support, especially like if you have questions. There is an in-person meeting that happens about a week after your birth with the birth doula, where they check in with you to see how are you doing and how are you healing and how are you making this transition and how is your baby doing and what questions do you have about that. You know, there's so many questions in the first, you know, couple of weeks. It's just, it's wild. And so they're there to give those referrals to places, you know, like great counselors or lactation, you know, whatever people are needing, they're there to do that. But their job kind of ends in our agency, about a month after the birth. If you're someone who's looking for some hands-on help, like in person in your home, either night support or during the day, infant education, someone to help just tidy up your kitchen, that's where the postpartum doulas come in.
Yeah.
And they are phenomenal and they will help you. I personally think everyone should have a postpartum doula.
Me too.
I would like to live in a world where we're able to do that one day because it's not just about doing those things I just mentioned too. As I know, you know, it's about people's mental health as well.
Yes.
We know that people's mental health suffers, most people, when they don't have enough sleep. that's you're literally describing the postpartum period, right? Where sleep is off because babies eat all the time and it's hard to get sleep. And you've just gone through this massive, you know, in many people, if you've given birth, this physical change, hormonal change, like massive. And then all of a sudden now your sleep is dysregulated. Just to have someone come in to help you with these things and help you to know what's normal and what's not is invaluable. They're so wonderful. And so super popular service right now. Yeah.
I mean, I would love in a perfect world where everybody got a doula and everybody got pre-baby therapy, like we do premarital, like that's emphasized, but it's not emphasized like how to handle a newborn that can't communicate.
I know.
Or that you don't know, but also postpartum counseling. I feel like if I could, I'm going to get on a soapbox, but I'll limit it. But if I could just like get the men who are making rules for us to hear the importance of how this changes generations, if we start out really well, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It would save relationships. It would, you know.
I think, you know, one of the saddest, I would say, features of our modern world is that we're expected to do so much by ourselves. You see a theme running through this, right? That we should be taking care of things and fixing things and getting our newborns to sleep through the night when they're so young. None of these things are biologically normal, and none of these things should be culturally normal, right? Because that's just not the way it should be done. But here's where we are, right? And so I think that that's where postpartum doulas and birth doulas come in and are helpful to families to support them in that way so that they can get through this tough time. But like you said, I would love a world where we didn't need them, but we do because of those things. You know, that's just where we are right now.
That is just where we are right now, unfortunately.
It really is.
And I don't think that on the side where you have had either a beautiful birth experience or you haven't birthed yet, that you understand how imperative it is. Like you working with postpartum doulas and having birthed yourself, but also like in my position, we see the people who aren't held. We see the people who are out there struggling on their own, trying to say like, I'm trying to make a way for myself, but maybe like my mom wasn't there. Or I have no guidance, or I have no community. I have no support. Like nobody's checking in on me. And so women are struggling. And so hence doula, hence our role, and the collaboration therein. But I love that there is such a thing as a postpartum doula. I think it's so valuable.
And I like to add too, you know, that what I talked about with the birth doula, postpartum doulas do the same thing. They're there for you emotionally as well. If you want to, not everyone wants to talk about their birth immediately and they're not ready to talk, to process it. But, you know, we hear all the time, you know, it's very common not to see your OB again for 6 weeks, right? And there is nothing in our culture that says, you know, we have obviously some great resources out there, but it is not normal for folks to just go and schedule an appointment with a mental health professional and chat about their birth. So sometimes these postpartum doulas in your home, that's the first place you get to actually talk through your birth and hear it mirrored back to you, the parts that were hard and the parts that were normal and the parts that were, you know, whatever. And to say, hey, all these feelings are totally valid and accepted here, you know, in that non-judgmental, lovely way that doulas do, you know. Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. They're there for all of it.
And I also just think as you're navigating that season with, as you're talking about the rush to get back to normal, all these cultural expectations, as good of a resource as social media can be, I think there are so many voices that negatively impact us as women. And I think the more voices, the more complicated trying to discern how we actually feel. And so while you might be seeking other support on social media, I think as you're processing, like how you're stepping into parenthood, I hear people say like, I don't know what's normal. And I say like, I don't care what's happening outside of you. I want to know like how you're experiencing your reality. That's what really, really matters to me. And then we can talk about like, if there's some things that are concerning in terms of development or bonding or something like that, but We have to start on what your experience is and how you feel about it. And TikTok, I've never been on it, but like Instagram, all these other things that I feel much too old to look on. Those sometimes are not good measuring sticks of how you're actually doing and what is actually okay for who you are.
Yeah, I agree. Things that are happening on social media are not a good guideline for what's normal. No. But we know that that question is vital, because when I ask my postpartum doulas, especially, what's the number one question you get from, you know, new parents? They say, is this normal? Is X normal? Whatever it is. Yeah. And that's the, you know, that's the value of the postpartum doula, to be able to be a good mirror and say, hey, this does happen and this is normal. Or, hey, this seems a little on the outer edge of normal. So why don't we give your care provider a call? Why don't we give your pediatrician a call and see what they say? You know, I just feel like that, that barometer of normal, like you said, that we used to have in our families, because we had such, so much good generational knowledge, has disappeared, you know? Right. And so I think that's where families are experiencing some fear and frustration and anxiety, not knowing where to turn, you know, not knowing where to turn to get good information that's helpful to them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, as I hear you talk about the role of the doula, I think like wise female leader married to like best friend, like also being an experienced coach who knows how to play the game, right? Like just so many roles that like, I think are beautiful. Yeah. I hear so many women just needing in their life. Like, I just want somebody who's been there before, doula. I want somebody who knows what they're doing, doula. I need somebody who knows me, doula. Like how beautiful.
Yeah, that's it awesome. Truly is an amazing job. I mean, it is a deeply satisfying job to have, to know that when you leave a birth or you leave a family for a shift, that you have made their lives better. You know, you have made their lives better and you've made that situation better. And in some ways, you know, I tell my folks all the time, I say, you're a world changer. You're changing worlds. You're changing families, generations, you know, you're helping people to have more support. Well, maybe they'll ask for more support in other areas of their lives, right? Yeah. Maybe they'll have, you know, the ability to do that. Maybe because you're supporting this family, this baby is going to have a better start than they would have had otherwise, you know? Maybe you're even helping this relationship between these birthing parents, you know? Yeah. I mean, who knows? It's hard to know the effect, but it's definitely a ripple effect, I feel very strongly about that.
I'm not about to birth, but I kind of want a doula. Like, can I just find one to come? I need a life doula.
I have this conversation all the time in my own home and outside. I think we should make the word doula like for everything. Like, I had my gallbladder out a couple of years ago. I needed a gallbladder doula, right?
Totally.
Right? You just easy thing. Like, you might need a laundry doula to help you get the laundry done, right?
Who's not just doing it for you, but also asking how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't feel great. Talk to me about this. Yeah. Be in my world and tend to me completely. Oh, I look tired. Yes. You should finish my laundry for me.
Absolutely.
All right, Andrea, this is all super helpful. Is there anything else that you're thinking? Like, I need to make sure that I say this. I need a pregnant person out there to like, to hear me say this.
Yeah. I think the thing I want people to know, first of all, is that, how do I even say this? I feel like I want folks to know that if you want a doula, we will help you get one. You know, we have all kinds of ways in our agency to help folks who might have like a financial barrier or something like that. Oh, we have scholarships. Wow. And then we also have connections with other organizations out there. They can help them get a doula. There are free doulas available at Vanderbilt Hospital, for example. They have a volunteer doula program. There's this wonderful organization that is so close to my heart, is called Homeland Heart. And they offer, you know, free and reduced doulas for Black and Brown birthers. And we didn't even get a chance to touch on this, but, you know, Black and Brown birthers need doulas more than anyone else. And so, you know, if folks come to me and say, I want a doula, but I can't afford your prices, I will do everything I can in my power to get them a doula. So I think I want people to know, like, if you are feeling like you want a doula and there are barriers, please let me know and I will help you and other people will help you find what you need. That's just a really important value for me in my agency.
There was a podcast that we did a couple weeks ago with a gal who we partner with in our Arkansas office, and she runs the Ujima Network. And so if you're looking back on past podcasts of ours, it's the one about midwives and doulas. And she is a woman of color in the maternity deserts in Arkansas, really advocating if you are a woman of color or a woman that feels like a minority in your surroundings on how to advocate for yourself. I've tried to actually hook her up with Homeland Heart. Like she's with us on the Rita Bridge. And so I've tried to make that connection also, because you are right with maternal mortality and all of that, which is a whole really sad other podcast episode and something we should all be fighting for. But you're right. That is a given that you need somebody in there advocating with you. Yeah,
absolutely. So I just want people to know, if you want a doula, give us a call and we will do our best to make that happen for you.
I love that.
I just feel, I feel really strongly about that. It's something that we can do to help you have a better birth. And that's what we're all about.
Okay. So I just want to pause for a minute and say, if you are a pregnant woman in Middle Tennessee, pause this and get out a piece of paper and a pen, because she is about to tell us how to find East Nashville doulas, and you need to get that. Okay. Ready, set, go. How do we find East Nashville doulas? Where are you? And how do we schedule a consultation with you?
I love it. The first thing you want to do is get on our website. We are eastnashvilledoulas.com. Even if you forget the S, you'll still get to us. It comes both ways. We have a contact form. You can schedule a phone call with me. You can fill out our intake form. I'm happy and available to talk to anyone who wants to talk about this. There's lots of information on our website. We try to put everything on there so you can get a sense of what the services are before you hire us. But like I said, get on the phone call with me, and I'm happy to talk about your particular situation and get you connected to a great doula. You can also find us on Instagram at East Nashville Doulas on Instagram as well.
Yeah. And I will also say, because we are in the South, but East Nashville Doulas is open to any birthing person and supportive and welcoming every single birthing person
Thank
out there.
Thank you for
and
saying so, that. Yeah. I'm so glad you said that. And I'm actually shocked I did not say that, because I usually lead with that. As a member of the LGBTQIA plus community myself, it's really important to me that everyone knows that we are an inclusive agency.
Yeah.
And what we mean by that is that we include everyone, every kinds of family, any kind of composition of family, we are there for you. We are absolutely 100% open and inclusive and welcoming. So thank you, Kathy, for saying that. It's funny, when you live this life, sometimes you forget to say the most important things.
Yes. Yes. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for joining us. Everybody reach out to East Nashville Doulas, and she will help hook you up with somebody who is going to be your birthing best friend and tour guide. So Andrea, thanks for joining us. It has been a delight just to hear your wisdom and just to learn more about it, especially for me. Again, I'm going to go figure out how to have a life doula, because that sounds amazing. And if I, you can be the person that helps with that. So for those of you that are listening, thank you so much for joining us this week. We'll be back next week with another episode of Becoming Maternal. Have a great week. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's episode of Becoming Maternal. We hope that you have a really excellent week. Come back and join us for another episode next week. Hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.